The wrestlers were at the J.R. Durham Invitational on Saturday at Norton. It was a shortened, condensed version of the tournament this year with the limitations with Keisha. And we're going to see similar to that on Saturday at the Scott City Wrestling Classic, which should be a good field coming into town. And that'll be there at the Scott Community Events. And we have a couple of our wrestlers here. They had good weekends on the mat there up at Norton, both with second-place finishers. We'll start off here with Junior Zach Robot, 132 pounds. And how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, finally we're back on the mat for the first time month competition there, and you wrestled at Hoxie, had a little injury there, but you're back at it. And how was it getting back out on the mat there on a Saturday at Norton?
It was good. It was good to be back. I definitely got excited there at the beginning, but it was easier to calm it down after that first match and just went throughout the day the best I could.
Yeah, ended up second place, losing to the Bell kid from Hoxie. But this is the second time you've wrestled him this year, I believe, there. And did you feel like that you really competed with him better this time than the first time around?
Yeah, coming off the injury this time, I was more prepared. I had a lot of time to study and get better at what I needed to get better at, and I definitely feel like it's going to be a good match on Friday.
You'll see him again, that's right, on Friday. But what are some things that maybe you've learned from last couple times wrestling him that you're going to maybe take on Friday night?
I definitely got to be more aggressive on my feet. I got to be the one to go out there and shoot, and I got to be able to finish my shots and be able to move on bottom and get on my feet.
Hey, you've moved up a weight class from last year, and I know your goal right now is to, you know, get back to state there. Do you feel like that you made some progress along the way to get that return trip to state?
Did a lot of off-season work and been working hard in the practice room. Got a good practice partner this year. Coaches have helped out a lot, so I definitely think we got a good shot at state.
And then you get to wrestle at home on Saturday after Friday night there, and that'll be kind of fun there. Do you know about some of the teams that are going to maybe bring some kids in your weight class?
I know Larned has got a good kid ranked right now in 3A, and then Ulysses usually has someone that is able to compete. So,
yeah, that'll be a big one with the Larned kid, because you'll see him in the districts since they bumped up this year. So
yes,
but that'll be good there. It'll be a good tournament on Saturday, and you know, hopefully it works out well for you here. Thanks again for joining me here, Zach, and good luck to you coming up.
Yep, thanks.
All right, once again, Zach Urban, and we have a new one joining here, first time on the coach's show, and Aiden Preston, 113 pounds. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Is this the first time that you've been on the radio, or did you ever even imagine your lifetime you'd be on the radio?
No, I did not.
All right, so are you a little nervous?
Yeah.
You're all right. Just happens that quite a few people are listening to our conversation. That's it. You've had a pretty good freshman campaign here at 113 pounds. You've had some success in a lot of your tournaments here. And how do you feel like you've been wrestling here so far?
I think I've been doing good, but I have a lot of room for improvement.
Definitely had your share of some tough opponents there, but you've held your own there, and I think it showed on Saturday, up at Norton there against the Hoxie kid, who's pretty good there at 113 pounds. And what are some things that you've learned along the way that you've after you've wrestled some of those tough matches?
They're all pretty good. I need to get better at sticking them when I get them on their back.
Yeah, you were pretty close there on Saturday, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right, but what are some things that you felt like you've done pretty good here so far this year?
I'm pretty good at escaping, I feel like, and getting some switches in.
All right, do you know maybe when your quickest escape has been?
No.
You're just that quick all the time, right?
Yeah.
All right. As you move through this season here, what would you like to see from yourself here so we move closer and closer to postseason?
I want to give these kids that have beat me more of a challenge, get better.
All right. Do you feel like that you've learned a lot and you wrestled some of those kids a little tougher after you wrestled them the first time around?
Yeah, I've gotten better because of them and all of my teammates in the room.
You've had a good start to the season so far. Thanks again, and you did pretty good here. Good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, freshman Aiden Preston at 113 pounds for Scott City, and I should mention there, of course, they will be having a double duel there, a triangular with Oakley and Hoxie on Friday night up at Oakley, and they're going to wrestle the second and third duels here. But we'll now be joined here with assistant coach here, Dakota Hayes. And Dakota, it was first tournament out of the Christmas break. You only had 5 days of practice, and that's not a lot of time there to get ready and get conditioned. Considering all that, how did you feel like the team went and competed up at Norton on Saturday?
You know, you're right. We switched from having just a few days off in that moratorium to 2 full weeks. And coming back, only having 5 days to kind of get back to where you were before you left, it was pretty challenging. But overall, I think we wrestled pretty well. I mean, we won some matches that we knew we needed to win. The guys wrestled really well. We saw some things that we need to fix, obviously, you know, just like any coach would say. It was great, but it wasn't perfect, and just excited to see what we can kind of do here at home. So.
You had, of course, a couple of big wins there, the tournament winners there. Colin McDaniel there, 120 pounds. He hadn't wrestled the Oaks kid from Hoxie yet this year, and he'll get him again on Friday. Kind of a close match there for a while, but he kind of secured that pretty well in the third period, and we thought maybe there'd be a couple other strong kids from 3-2-1A in that weight class, but one's not on the pro team anymore for that school. One moved up a weight class, but that was good to see him kind of control the one that was pretty good there, the Hawks kid.
It is. Having a freshman come in like mm-hmm. that and get some significant wins over some tough competition at a medium weight is always good to see, you know, build that confidence, and especially because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, our postseason starts in 3 weeks, you know, that first weekend of February, and so it's approaching pretty quick. So find and sniff out that tough competition for those guys like that, and you know, McDaniel, he's a good kid. He's wrestled for a while, so he's got that Matt smarts about him, but just trying to find those kids that are going to challenge him in different ways.
And then Gabe Bowers remaining unbeaten. And he may not have the toughest of competition there at Norton, but I thought he did a good job of taking care of business as he should have been.
Gabe, it's just one of those things where he just needs to, you know, step up and go out there and maybe try some new things every now and then, figure out a new shot that might work or how to run a move a little better or anything like that. But I thought he came out, he wrestled really well, and he's one of those kids that, he had a little taste of success last year up there at the state tournament, and he's really itching for a better shot, and I think he's ready for the challenge. So.
Well, and you mentioned we had a couple of other seconds there with, of course, a couple of them Aiden there at 113, and Zach getting back on the mat there at 132, a few other second-place finishes there through the weekend. But it was good to see them really get back on the mat and compete there, and had a couple of them that were in some pretty tough weight classes. I think 182 is extremely tough this year at that tournament. 145 looked to be really tough there. 152, I mean, there were some pretty tough ones, but thought a lot of your kids held their own in some of those weight classes.
They did. Aiden did a really good job. I mean, he was out there wrestling kids. I mean, he had the Hoxie kid on his back a couple times. He just couldn't capitalize. You know, Robaugh wrestled really well. He's starting to figure out that there's some things that he can fix and do. But all the other guys did really well, too. I mean, like you said, 82 was tough. I mean, I think there was, what, 3 or 4 ranked kids in that bracket, and so it was really a gauntlet for Knicks, and mm-hmm. he gave it a heck of a whirl, and I thought he found some things and areas where he could improve, and he's really locked it in, and I think he's going to get there.
Do you see this maybe for your team here as you get ready for regionals, or the first round, whatever they want to call it, districts here in 3 weeks, which Scott City gets to host a district here this year, but do you see this maybe seeing things maybe amped up a little bit more, maybe a little earlier this year than normal?
It is. I mean, you think about it. We're jumping on that postseason 2 weeks early, so we lost a couple tournaments, and we had to move some duels and all that stuff. But being able to host that first round and seeing some teams, especially, you know, Larned is now in that district tournament, and so we're going to see them this weekend, and that's going to be big because I think that's going to be the only time that we're going to see them up to that point, just being able to wrestle, you know, with all the stuff that's going on right now and them talking about, you know, we don't know what to do, but for them to be able to go out there and actually wrestle is big.
That double duel on Friday night up at Oakley there, that'll be a good test for you guys, and then that kind of gets you ready, gets you that extra pound for Saturday.
Yeah, it does. You know, we're going to face Hoxie and Oakley, and Hoxie, you know, they're ranked number one in 3A, and they got some good kids, and hopefully some of our younger guys and even our leaders can really rise to the occasion and get good matches in, good quality matches, and then turn around and hit it hard again on Saturday.
Get to break out the mats once again. You guys going to stay at three mats this year?
Yeah, we're running three mats. We're expecting about 12 teams. We're going to push that 112 number pretty close. That way we can just try to get kids some quality matches.
That would be kind of fun as well. You'll be able to put in some of your junior varsity kids there as well. That way they can wrestle at home too.
You know, we've always tried to do that just because, I mean, it is our home tournament. So if there's an open spot, why not throw them in there and let mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or whatever come watch them. And the kids seem to enjoy it and really get those varsity guys excited for them and cheering for them. And it's a lot of fun.
With Coach Dakota Hayes, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you for a pretty busy couple days there.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.